are at the very bottom of Samach Vav Amud Beis, and we're continuing with some of the refuahs which we spoke about. So Am Ravuna, Ravuna says the following: Le'ishasa Tulsa. If you have a refuah, Rashi explains Shechefesh Shlishi Shabo Migimol Yamim LeGimol Yamim. It comes every 3 days. What should one do? Laisi Shiva Silvi Mishiva Dikli. You should bring 7 small branches from 7 palm trees. The Shiva Tzivi Mishiva Kshurein. You should bring 7 chips from 7 beams. The Shiva Sike Mishiva Gshurein. And 7 pegs from 7 bridges. The Shiva Ktime Mishiva Tanuri. And 7 piles of ash, or portions of ash from 7 ovens. The Shiva Afrei Mishiva Sinrein. You should bring 7 bits of dirt from kind of the threshold and the joint of the door. Vishiva kufri mishiva arbe, and you should bring 7 portions of pitch from 7 ships. Vishiva bunikamuni, and 7 garinim of kumin from 7 vishiva bunikamuni, and 7 portions of kumin. Vishiva bine midiknitakalva saban, you should bring 7 hairs from the beard, literally, of an old dog. And you should hang them by the shirt, by the opening of the tzavar, of the neck. Benira barka, with a hair, with a single hair, which we've had a few times so far. And that is the refuah. Good. It says the Gemara, if a person has a fever, Lishko sakina de kula paraz, you should take a sakin which is made of iron. The lazel aheicha de ika vardina, you should go to a place where there are vradim, like there are a place where there's a bush. Velikta be nira barka, and once again you should tie a string of hair, the ayema around this snare. Yema kama lichrig be purta. On the first day you should make a little groove or notch in the snare of a layman. You should say the pasuk Vayera Malach Hashem Elov. I mean, this is the pasuk by the snare, and it says Hashem appeared in the snare. Vine a snare boyer ba'ish, meaning the snare was consumed with fire, but the snare in ukav wasn't actually consumed. It was burning, but it wasn't actually consumed. So you're coming to somehow intimate that even though this fellow has a fever, but the fever should not consume him, just like the age did not consume this now. Lamach, you come back to this bush, and again, lichrig bei purta, you should kind of make another notch, another groove in the snare. The lema, and you should say the next possibly, imamesha asurana the era. And again, the reason why you're saying this is because the end of the pasuk says, Moshe said, Madua lo yivar hasneh. Why is it that the snare is not being consumed? Once again, as if to intimate that so too this machla will not consume the person. Lemachar, lechud beipurta, you make another groove, another notch in this snare. The lema vayar Hashem kisar lireis. Hashem saw that he turned to see. And again, the Lashon Kisar is coming to be Miram, is that Hashem is gonna remove the machla from the individual. So Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava or Vashi Valema Vayemra Al Tikrav Haloim. Why don't we also include the Pasuk where Hashem said, don't come close, remove your shoe, because the place is Admas Kodesh. And the Lashon of Al Tikrav Haloim also seems to be a very auspicious pasuk to say, as if you are telling the sickness, Al Tikrav Haloim, do not come close to me. Why don't you say that? Says the Gemara, you're right. Let's incorporate that also. Ela Leyema Kama Lema Vayera Malach Hashem Elav Vayoyim Ramesha. So you say the first two psukim, ulamach, and the second day, lema vayar Hashem kisar liris, and finally on the third day, vayemer, ulamach, you should say vayemer al tikrav halayim, and this way you incorporate all of the psukim. Reb Kiveger in the Gilyan HaShas, he says, ein shvu is daf tezvav amabez, tezis diva masla osir, where Tesis asks Akasha, Hare, it's also for a person to be misrape midivrei Torah. You're not supposed to use divrei Torah and be merape with them. So there's different answers which the Rishonim and Achronim give. The answer which Tesis says over there is this is considered to be a case of pikuach nefesh, because it's pikuach nefesh. Therefore, it is mutter to do. That is Tesis's answer. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter, the vechi pasuk lei. So once the sickness is stopped, so lita say velifsake. You should kind of be mashpil the snare, velifsake, and kind of break it, cut it. So lima fi asnei asnei la mishum de gvias mikol ilani asher hakadosh baruch hu shchinti alach. It's not because you are a high, tall Elon that's the reason why Hashem was mashri Hashchin on you. Elamishum the maiches mikol Elona ashi kutcha brich Hashchin tachalach. It's only the opposite, because you're very low, and that's the reason why Hashem was mashri Hashchin on you. The chiyechi the hamise ishasa lachanani mishol vazayev arikas min kadamoyhi, and just like Hashem saw the ish which started tried to be shalit on Hanani Mishal Vazaria, and it fled from them. Kain Tachmine Yishasa Lapleni Bar Plenis Vesi Arik Min Katamai. So too, it should flee, it should run away from Pleni Bar Plenis, and so on. The Gemara goes on to speak about a different type of illness. Le Simta, if a person has got types of boils. Le Mahachi Boz Bazi Masmasya Kaskasya. So you say this incantation, and Rashi points out that Eilin Malachad Ishtalchu Mi'ar Adustayim, these are the Malachim which were sent from Stoim. They weren't actually, but that is actually the incantation that you are supposed to say. You're supposed to say these are the Malachim which were sent out of Stoim, even though they weren't actually. That's what you say. Ulasar Shchina Ke'ivin. And if you want to be merape different types of painful blisters, you should say bezach bezeich baz bezeich mas meseich kamein kameich einach beich einach beich. Meaning, basically, what you're trying to say is, I would like you to kind of hold down, hold, don't develop, don't spread. You should remain, you shouldn't become redder, you shouldn't become more painful. Asroyach bach, meaning the asra where you are should be, don't spread. Zarayach kakolot, meaning your zera, meaning if you try and develop, it should be kolot, it should be niklat, it should be stuck, and it shouldn't be able to develop anymore. Kepredadali paravali rava, just like a mule, which isn't able to be fruitful and multiply. So too, this sickness should not multiply in the goof of Pliny Bar Pliny. Says the Gemara, lekipa, which is another type of boils. Lema, you should say, cherev shluf of a kela natusha leishme yechav chulin mach oven, meaning an outstretched sword and a kela like a slingshot, which is ready. Leishme Yechav, your name is not Yechav, Chaylin Machayvin, you painful illness. Again, difficult to understand the intricacies of all these incantations. I'm going to get in a minute to this whole chapter, this whole concept of Dachi and Mayri, what you are allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say. Let's just continue. Leshida Le Mahachi, if a person is plagued by a shade, you should say the following. You should say Habis the pakik Habis, meaning you should be stopped up you should be. Lita Tavra Umashumas, meaning various expressions of Klala, like Lot and Mashumas, you should be Makulol, you should be broken, you shade that you're called Bar Tit, Bar Tami, Bar Tina, Kishamgas, Marigas, Vistamai, which seems to be the name of various types of shaded. And finally, says the Gemara, Leshida de Besakise, for a shade which seems to hang around the Besakise, Lemach, you should say, Akar Kefei Da'ara, on the Reish of an Ari, a male lion, va'use deguraisa, and on the nose of a female lion, ashkachton leshidoi, I found this shade who's called Barshariki Panda, ube meshara dekarti chavte, and in the Rashi says in a ruga of karshin and in a row of leek, I was mapalim, ubalua de hamara chatarte, and with the jaw of a donkey, was I makih him. And that is the way you're able to defeat this particular type of shade. Okay, we move on to the last piece of the Mishnah. We said b'nei malachim. So let's remind ourselves, we said in the Mishnah that b'nei malachim, we said b'nei mayotzin b'ksharim or b'nei malachim b'zugim, they go out with bells, and really kol adam elesh dibru chachamim b'hoidah. So says the Gemara, when it comes to b'nei malachim, says the Gemara, Mantana, Amar Beishia Reb Shimoni, the Amar Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim him. All Klal Yisrael are b'nei malachim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mantana, the Tani Kol Adam, Afilo Ani Shebi Yisrael, it's gone like Reb Shimon, Bepek Shimon Eshrat. So b'nei malachim, Hilkech La'ani Nami Chazya, these bells, even though this is something worn by princes, even for a lowly pauper, it's also matim. It's not going to look like he's trying to show off, that he's going to be embarrassed and he's going to take it off. Or because it's such a rarity and such a novelty that he might take it off and so on. No, all of Klal Yisrael are really to be b'nei malachim, which is very appropriate, being that today is Lag BaOmer, and the Yartzit of Rabbi Shimon, Stam Rabbi Shimon, is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and I think this concept of Kol Yisrael Ru'iyim Liyaz B'nei Malachim is very much in tune with the Iker Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. Insofar as it says in the Sefer Nesivos Shalom, one of the main contributions of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in short, is that he put every single Yid on the map. And to every single Yid, he explained and showed and demonstrated and stressed the Maila and the Chashivas of every single Yid. And like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Moli Haviyoda Bar Nash V'chemusi D'Racham Kutcho Bricho Alei Havi Shog Kekfira V'Rohit Abasrei. If every Yid would only realize the love which Hashem has for him, he would roar like a lion and he would run after him. Every single Yid is Chashiv, every Yid is precious, every Yid is Taka Ben Melech. So it's Rav Shimon who says, yeah, Kol Yisrael Aruyim Liyos B'nei Malachim. That's the first answer to the Gemara. Rav Amar Ba'arig B'ktusay V'divra Kol. We're speaking where it's attached to his garment. And this way it's going like all opinions. And there's no concern. There's a very interesting tasis over here, but because we're running short for time, we'll leave it right now. Maybe if we have time, we'll come back. Says the Mishnah, Yotzin bebeitzus achargol, one is able to go out on Shabbos with the beitzah of achargol. Now achargol is a type of grasshopper. It's a grasshopper which is kosher, and you can go out to the Rosh Hashanah with a beitzus achargol, and this is considered to be therapeutic and beneficial, as we'll see. This sugi is going to discuss and get into the concept of darkei emayri, doing medicinal practices which their logic and their rationale is questionable, number one, and number two, the outcome might also be questionable, and we'll see exactly how we come out and what's nifsek in Shulchan Aruch. So the first thing is you can go out with the beitzes chargol, ubishain shel shual, and so too with the tooth of a fox, over masmir min hatzalov, and so too you can go out with a nail which was in the tree where someone was hanged. Mishum refuah, all of these things can be done. Mishum refuah, Rashi doesn't explain yet what the refuah is, what's going on. That's the Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Oisrim after Chol Mishum Darkei Emayri. Not only on Shabbos is it Osir, but even on a weekday, besides the Haitzah Shabbat, there's another Issa Dirais of Darkei Emayri. Rashi says Nichashu Uksiv B'Chukisayim Leisilechu. There is a bit of a dune in Rashi If it's Nechash, why didn't Rashi quote the pasuk of Leis Tenachashu? Is it Leis Tenachashu, or is it B'chuk Yisayim, or is it both? Which one is it? Now, Kabbalah, there's an interesting tshuva of the Radvaz. It's in Chelek Hei Kuf Nun Gimel, where the Radvaz was asked, and we're going to see that we paskin like Rabbi Meir over here. The Radvaz was asked, now, why is it mutter to go into the Rishis Arabim with these things? These types of refuah are not al piteva. It's some type of a segula of sorts. And why and how did Chazal allow a person to go out into the Rishis Arabim? And the mashmos of the Mishnah and the sugi is that even for a chayla she'ein b'yisakana. I mean, to do this, it seems very strange. And their advance says, I'll tell you why. Number one, because the hoitzah is a hoitzah kalachayad, meaning you're not being meitzi kederach hamitziyim, so it's a shayla v'drabanan, and therefore they mattered, even if it's a refuah which is done b'derach segula, and they didn't make a gzera also that maybe it's going to fall down and he's going to come to carry it and be metaltal down amas b'shus arabim. Why not? Because b'makam refua loy gazru b'rabbanan, and therefore they didn't want to impose that restriction of that you might come to pick it up. Another thing the Radvaz says is that being that this refua is necessary for the person, so then this really becomes like a tachshit, just like we saw by in the sugi of kameya, to the extent that it's necessary, it's considered to be like a tachshit. Al-Kabbanim, Rabbi Meir, matters these things, and the Chachamim Aser, not only to do a Haitzah, but even in a weekday, because of Darkei Emayri. So, the Gemara explains, Yetzah Bebeitzah Sachargol, why the of the L'Shechla. This is done for Shechla, Rashi says, L'Ke'ev Oizen, someone who has an earache, and it helps for an earache. B'Shein Shel Shual, the of the L'Shinsa. It's made to help with the problems of sleeping. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, the chaya leman denoyim, the mesa leman deloinoyim. Very interesting. Meaning, if you're able to extract the tooth of a fox, of a live fox, that will help leman denoyim. I mean, that will help for someone who sleeps a lot and they need to wake up, or they need to not sleep as much. Whereas the mesa, if you get the tooth of a dead fox, leman deloinoyim, it will help for someone who has insomnia, that he will be able to wake up. Which again, putting this Radvaz, which we just mentioned a minute ago, together with this Gemara, it's quite interesting. There is an interesting discussion in Halacha as to, can a person take sleeping pills on Shabbos? We know that there's a general restriction about taking medicine on Shabbos, and we know that there's basically different classifications. There's someone who has a mechush ba'alma, which we call a minor ailment. We have a chayla she'ein be'sakana, someone who is incapacitated and they cannot function properly, but it's not life-threatening. And then we have a chayla she'ein be'sakana, and then there's also a discussion about sakanas eder. But in general, we say that the ister of taking medicine applies to category number one of someone who has a mechush ba'alma. Someone who's then the Isser no longer applies. Chazal waived the Isser because of the pain of the fellow who is incapacitated. So there is a diun as to someone who has insomnia. How do you view that? He's just not able to sleep. Is that considered to be a minor ailment? Is that considered to be like a chelish ein by sakana? You know, how do we look at it? There are certainly mekilim which say it's not considered to be an illness as such, just they cannot fall asleep, and there's bechlal no issur to take medicine for someone with insomnia. I think they say certainly if you have very bad insomnia, and that is considered to be, it affects your entire body in a very big way, and therefore you can take it. But it's just interesting that the Radvaz, who said that b'makam refuah, they didn't make a gzera, and one of the examples of refua is for someone who doesn't sleep so much, and for someone who sleeps a lot. Interesting. Then we said also the masmer min hatzala, that if you take a a nail from a tree which was used to hang a person, what's the function of that? Of the lazirpa. And this, if you, the nail over there helps reduce the swelling, and that's what we speak about over here. Rashi says the whole paraz lazarif, all metal, is helpful in reducing the swelling, and therefore it can be used and so on. And again, with all of these things, one needs to ask and question, well, what's pshat in the Rabbanan? To the extent that we see that these things work, why in fact did the Rabbanan answer it? And why is it different to, you know, the previous sugi with all of the various incantations which we learned? What would the Rabbanan say? We'll see. Fine. Yeah. Good. Okay. Maybe I'll just mention one Rashba that I had to mention. Okay, well, let's just say a couple lines more of the Gemara first, maybe. So the Gemara said like this. The Gemara says, Mishum Rafua Devar Rabbi Meir, anything which is Rafua, it's okay. And the Chum said, it's a problem of Da'afi and Meiri. Abaya V'Rava Da'amri Tavayu, Kol Dovish Yishbe Mishum Rafua, Ein Bay Mishum Da'afi and Meiri. Anything where there's an element of Rafua, there's no problem of Da'afi and Meiri. So let's just take a look at Rashi. Interesting Rashi. Rashi, about 3-4 lines before the lines get big, and wide. Meshish by Rafua. Shinireis Rufuasai. The Rafua is Nireis. The Rafua is Nireis. It's kind of, it's clear, seems to be what Rashi is suggesting. Kagain Shtias Kais, like drinking medicine with an immediate effect. And tachbaishes maka, or putting some type of a bandage, which seems to clearly make sense, and so on. There's an interesting Rashba over here, who says the following. He says, the efshur, dafilo lachashim she'ein anu yoidin im yeshbehen mishum refua im lav, min hasafik mutarin. So clearly the Rashba is not understanding like Rashi that it's got to be so clear that and obvious the reason why it's beneficial and therapeutic. Even incantations, lachashim, she'ein anu yoidim im yesh ben mishum refuah, we're not even sure if it will actually help. Min hasofik, it's still mutter. Why? V'lei osru el oisan she'ein bedukin. V'davar baror she'ein bay mishum refuah, says the Rashba, the only restriction is if it's been checked, and we know that it doesn't help. V'chein nira shepirshu b'teisvus. And that also seems to be the way Teisvus understands. So the Rashba has a wider heter of refuah, and he's not so concerned about da'achi and mayri unless we know that this is nonsense. For instance, to the extent that we say that anything which that we're concerned about da'achi and mayri, I mean, surely I must be able to at least try out this particular medicinal practice once or twice or three times to see if it works. I have to be able to at least try it to see that it doesn't work or it does work. So it wouldn't make sense to say that categorically you're not able to engage in any of these things whatsoever, because it might be Da'afi Mairi. We have to at least see if it might work. But Al-Kabban in the Rashba says that the Isser is only going to be something which we know for a fact doesn't work. There's also an interesting Maharik, that the Maharik says that anything where there's an element of refuah, he says, Kol davish oiseyu le'eze to'eles, v'loikere li'oiz doima le'goyim, shehu mutter, k'even she'isu raka she'oisem masa mishum she'hagoyim oisem oisoy, v'reitza lasis k'maseyem. So the Maharik is learning that the Da'afi Mairi is mamashi b'chukei seyem le'isei lechu type of din, which we saw in Rashi, and therefore if you're trying to do something to emulate the practices of the Goyim, that is a problem. But if that's not the intention, then that is not the issue, that's not included in Chukas HaGoyim. So So let's see. Says the Gemara, ha ein boi mishum refuah, yesh boi mishum dachim erib, but something where there's no, it's not clear. Like if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, ha ein boi kigin lachash ein nikr, shiye marpe, yesh boi mishum dachim erib, bitzmiya. So Rashi learns the Gemara according to his shita, that the only time there's no problem with dachim erib is if there's a logic. And the results are clear. You do this, you put a bandage on, 2 days from now it heals. It's very clear that there's a cause and there's an effect, and so on. So Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha. Ha'ein boi mishum rafua pirish. If it's not clear, if the effect is not a very clear, logical deduction from the action which I do, would be a problem of da'achi mairi. I'm going to give you examples of things where I don't necessarily see the logic, and we matter it. The problem is, according to the Rashba, the way the Rashba said, that you don't necessarily have to see the clear logic. If it works, go with it. It's good. So asks the Chavos Yair, what exactly, how would the Rashba learn this question of the Gemara? What if there's no refuah, there's no Darkei Mairi? I mean, clearly there's a refuah because that's the reason why he's doing it. Alamite means that the refuah is not nicker. It's not apparent. It's not obvious. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Let's see. Ha'ein by mishum refuah, yesh by mishum darkei mairi, v'atanya ilan shem meishir peresav. You have a tree which causes its fruit to fall off because it's a very strong, powerful tree, so to speak. What do? Sekrei, you dye, sekrei b'sekrei, you put red ink on it, red dye on it, paint. V'tayne b'avanim, you put big stones and rocks on the tree to kind of weaken it. To weaken the strength of the tree. Says the Gemara, Bishlema, Taina Bavanam Yechotalikashchele. I understand why you did that, because you're somehow weakening its strength. Ela Sekri Bisikra, Myra Fukavid. What in the world is the justification of putting red paint on this tree? That doesn't make any sense. That seems very strange. So now we say, I'll tell you why. Kiyechitilachazye Inshi Avliboyale Rachmei. This way people can see it, and they'll daven for it. Peladika thing. It seems to be you're davening for the tree. Uka de Tanya, Tommy Tommy, Yikra. Someone has Taras, has to go around saying, I'm Tommy, I'm Tommy. Tzarech la'idia, tzare l'rabim, rabim, yivakshu alav rachamim. I mean, someone has Taras. He is supposed to go out and be ma'idia, the rabim. And they will daven for him. So to over here, you put red dye, red paint on the tree, and this way people will realize this tree has got a malady, it's got an illness, it's not able to produce good fruit, and we need to daven, we need to make a Misha Berach for the tree, and that it should be a normal tree once again. Amravina, Keman, Talina, and Kufsi, Bidikla. According to which shita do we hang, Rashi says, an eshkol of tamarim, a cluster of dates, on a dekel tree, as if to show that this dekel tree is abnormal and it needs a refuah. The Haidana, like the time that we just mentioned in the Braisa, who says that there's an inyan of being maidia, the tzar to the rabbim, so they can daven for it. Says the Gemara, Tani Tana b'perik amayroi. So they said over the following Braisa, which is mentioned in the Tisefta in Shabbos, which speaks about the halachas of Darkei Mairi. Kamei de Rebchia bar Avin, Amalei kulu isbu mishum Darkei Mairi, lebar mihani. I mean, all the things which have been mentioned, all of these things are included in the prohibition of Darkei Mairi, with a couple of exceptions. Someone who has a bone stuck in their throat, they bring a bone from that particular min, a chicken bone, an animal bone, and he places it on his forehead, and he should say, as in one one, descend, swallow, swallow, descend, one one, and that is ein boi mishum dachei mairi. It's very interesting. If you recall, we mentioned that Reb Kiveger says, and mentioned the Amaril, that one is not supposed to try this at home. You're not supposed to try the refuah is mentioned in the Gemara, because we don't know the Mesera, we don't know how to do it, we don't know the quantities, we don't know exactly the minim. But Reb Kiveger says, this you are allowed to do. This you are allowed to do. This is Baduk Umenusa. and therefore this you are allowed to do, other ones not. Le'idra, if a person has a fish bone stuck inside, lema, then they should say a similar type of concept, a similar type of incantation, and they should say ninatza kamachat, ninalta kisris, shia, shia. So basically they're saying something about there should be some type of a shield, and the bone should descend, and they should be able to swallow it, and so on. Says the Gemara, however, gad gedi usneik loy, someone who says, you know that the word gad is a lashon of mazel, to flow, or a lashon of mazel. So gad gedi, if a person says, my mazel should be strong, Rashi says, his mazel mazli, usneik loy, and it shouldn't be weary and tired, or eshke uvushki, both day and night, yesh mimishum dachi emayri. That is considered to be darchi emayri. Share with you a question, maybe someone has an answer. We're saying if a person says, gad gedi usnuk loy, my mazel should be strong and it shouldn't be weary, that's darchi emayri. Why and how is that different to someone wishing mazel tov? If you go to someone who says alzayim mit mazel, and you wish that the mazel should be toiv, and it should be strong, and it should be a good mazel, and so on. So here the Gemara is saying if a person says, my mazel should be good, and it shouldn't be weary, and so on, that's darchei emayri, maishna. Why is that different than a bakoshes mazel tov? Did anyone has any thoughts? Then we said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gad Einoi El Loshna Avodah Zara. Not only is there a Darchei Emayri issue, there is a bigger issue of Avodah Zara, because it has a connotation of Avodah Zara. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Ha'orchim Lagad Shulchan. And this was a reference to Avodah Zara, and therefore if a person uses the word Gad, then there is a potential reference to Avodah Zara, and that is that much worse. Another thing the Gemara says, "Hu bishma vehi bishma yeshma mishum darchi emayri." If you look at Rashi, three lines down, "Hu bishma vehi bishma hu veishte machlif in shmei stein zebezeb balayla." At night, Reuven tells his wife, "Right, at night I'm going to be called Rachel, and you are going to be called Reuven." That is darchi emayri. Rashi says the reason why is because, but Rashi doesn't say the reason why. He says there's an element of nichosh. I'll explain and say, because very yeshadin attack males only, or females only, and you're kind of confusing the shadin by having a female name, and vice versa, and so on. If a person says, dunu dani, that my barrels should be strong, yesh beimishum dachi emayri. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein don ela lashna avodah zara, that can have also a connotation of Avodah Zarah, Shenamar, Hanishboyim, Ba'ashmas, Shemrin, V'omru, Chei Eleihecha Don. Meaning the Navi is speaking about the punishment of those people who swore by the Egle Zav, which Yerovam ben Nevat was Maimid. And they use that Lashon of Chei Eleihecha Don. So it has a connotation of Avodah Zarah. The person goes over to a raven and says, Tzrach, meaning you should cry out. Rashi says, Kishuhu kira oimer lai kain, mneishihi mevasa beseres. Velechish lai lachish zeh. So you see this raven and you say Tzrach to it. Ula urvata, or to a female raven, you say shiriki. Vachzirli is an vayachotevin. Come back with your tail and tell me good beseres. Yesh mimishum darkei emayri. It's as if you're kind of pointed to these creatures and telling them and doing this as an auspicious sign. They should come back with good tidings. That's also a darkei emayri problem. If you say shech this rooster because it's called arvis. The Tanagolis Shakara Gavris, Yesh Be Mishum Dach Yemeri. Rashi says Shakara Arvis means, Icha Yosim Misha Chavera. I mean, it called out later in the evening, or this one, which is called Gavris, Tanagol Kame Kara Gavra, which calls out early in the morning, Again, that's a Darach Yemeri issue. Eshtav Ayisir, if a person says, I will drink, and I will have some left over, then Yesh Be Mishum Darach Yemeri. Rashi says, why does he do this? It doesn't seem to be so bad. A person says, you know, I don't want to finish everything. I want to have a little bit left over. It's a Darachi Amiri. We know that when the Meisah with Elisha, when Elisha told the Shunamis, who said that she needs money and she has to pay her bills. So he said, bring me any jugs with any oil. And whatever you have, bracha can be chal on something. But you need to have something for the bracha to be chal on. The bracha can cause whatever is there to be nisrabe, but you need to have something for it to be chal on. So why would this be a Darach Yemeri issue? So the Meiri actually has the gears over here that ain by mishum Darach Yemeri. And you're doing this derech tefila, and you want the bracha to be chal. And therefore, the Meiri says that's not considered to be Darach Yemeri. Hamivakas beitzim b'kaisel b'fnei afreichim yesh mishum Darach Yemeri. It seems to be that the chicks come out of the eggshell, and then you take these shells and you kind of crack it on the wall. That's a Darach Yemeri. Or megis b'fnei afreichim yesh mishum Darach Yemeri. And so too, if you whip an egg and you beat it to froth it, as if to imply that the eggs will develop and will froth and multiply. If a woman dances, and she's minus 71 in front of Ephraim, so it seems to be that she's dancing and she's counting in front of the chicks. And why is she doing this? So it's like some type of auspicious sign to dance and count in front of chicks. Yesh mishum Darach Yemeri. So too, hamarakedes lakutach. If a woman dances in front of her kutach, which we know is stale milk and stale bread, and so on, as the way to make the perfect kutach concoction, that she's dancing in front of it. Or the hamashtekes ladashim. If a woman hushes all the people in the room when she is cooking her lentils. Or the hamatzavachas legrisin, or she screams and cries out when she's making her grisim. All these things, yesh mishum Darach Yemeri. Hamashtenes b'fnei kederasa b'shvil shetizbashel meheri, yesh mishum Darach Yemeri. If a woman urinates in front of her pot as a sign to cause it to cook quick, there's also a Darach Yemeri. We said, obviously, weiter. Alan, they said, as kisem shell, tust shivris chuchis, you can take a little chip of wood from a berry plant, or little bits of glass, and you can put that in the kadera, the shvil shetiz bash on the hair, that will serve as a catalyst to cook quickly, and that's not Darach Yemeri, that's just a way to have things cook quickly. Because of sakana, they ask for the glass, notwithstanding its ability to serve as a catalyst, because of the element of sakana of glass in your food. So to add a bit of salt in your oil lamp to cause it to burn bright is fine. That's not a Darach Yemeri issue. The nesnin tit. The charis is tachas aner b'shvil shetamtin the tadlik. Or you can put these other things inside to slow down the burning so that it lasts that much longer. Omar Rav Zutra Haiman de michse shraga de mishcha. Someone who covers over a oil lamp and causes the oil to burn that much quicker than necessary. Umegale nafta, or they open up a neft lamp, because you've caused the flame to go up much quicker, and it's considered to be that you've wasted something for naught. Says the Gemara that if this is when a person is having a suda or they're pouring a drink, chamra v'chai lafum rabbanan ein bay mishum Darach Yemeri. If a person makes a lachayim when they drink, and that is not considered to be a Darach Yemeri thing. Maizer Rabbi Kiva, she asked a mishta labnai, And that's not considered to be da'achemeri, that this wine is used for life, even though some say another idea is that when anyone who is condemned to death, they would drink wine beforehand to get into like a state, a drunken stupor, so that they wouldn't be so aware of what's going to happen to them. And therefore, when they would drink wine, they would say, unlike the wine which was used at the Beis HaSkila for death, Chamra v'chai, this is used for life. We'll just end up very quickly with the Psak Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Shin Aleph. It says, Yoitzin bebeitz sachargo. One is allowed to get Mirushus Rabim with the egg of this type of grasshopper, B'shin Shal Shual, Oba Masmer Hatzolov, Bein Mechol, Bein Meshabbos. This is on a weekday and on Shabbos. The Ein Bein Mishim Dachi Amiri. This is not Dachi Amiri. The Chin Mechol Dover Shum Mishum Rafua. And so too with anything which is Mishum Rafua. Aval im oise meise ve'ein nikr boi shehu mishum refua. Note the lash in the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin. It's not nikr, the inyan of the refua. Aser mishum dachi emeiri. Then that is aser mishum dachi emeiri. I'll just read one Mishnah Berurah. It says ve'ein nikr boi mishum refua. Hainu she'ein nikr she'yiye l'refua. It's not evident that this will be for a refuah. The harder mutter b'tvar manal. So why are these things mutter? Well, it's clear if I put a beitzes chargo or a shem shal shua that it's going to work. So he says that the reason why these things are mutter. Kevin sheyemru hayoidim shehu l'refuah mitzad haskula havikinikar. Those people in the know, they say that this is therapeutic, medicinal and beneficial, and therefore that's okay to do. Again, still needs a little bit more of a gather as to what one may do mishum dachim mishum refuah, and when is it a problem of dachim mori. Okay, we will call it here, and we'll have to